Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
If you were paying attention to Twitter at all today and you follow our good friend Jane Slater, you saw a magnificent series of tweets. Here's one. I can confirm reports that quarterback Dak Prescott has, in fact, turned down a $30 million offer and is instead seeking $40 million a year per source informed. This is negotiating and business here. Number, if it gets done, would likely be closer to $34, $35 million, but as reported earlier this summer, don't expect a hometown discount. And then Herbie Tepe said, at this rate, Pat Mahomes might be the first to command a four-year, $300 million contract. And I'm looking forward to that day, gentlemen, when the owners have to pay all the money for these guys and pay them what their value actually is. And now, here's the part. Kevin, you have decided that Dak Prescott is a very good quarterback. Did you say great?
I said very good.
Very good quarterback. 877-881-1053 is very good. $40 million good. Is that the going rate or the future going rate at the quarterback position?
That is the part that I don't like. I don't want to set what will be the future going rate. I have no problem meeting the current rate or perhaps slightly going above it. But the current rate is like $30 million a year would have put him, I think, fifth alongside Matt Ryan. Okay. I mean, Dak's not one of the best five quarterbacks in the league, so that seems like an upgrade. But on the flip side, people will argue, yes, but the salary cap is perpetually going up, so the price for players is perpetually going up. So whoever's getting the new deal, they'll get more money like than maybe they should, or maybe they'll even get the most money. Okay, fair enough. They get the most money. Who gets the most money right now? Russell Wilson gets the most money at $35 million. So to go from $35 million to $40 million, pass. Now, I agree, probably a negotiation tactic, and people are pointing out, news came out, I should just check the timestamp on this, I don't know, within the span of like 15 minutes, that Dak Prescott did not ask for $40 million. So like, these are both of the teams, Dak's team and the Cowboys, pushing this information out into the world, and they're like, oh, that turned quickly on us. Tell them we didn't ask for $40 million. Okay. Yeah, no, we did not ask for $40 million. So, like, someone's just straight up lying.
Right.
But I get that that's part of negotiation. But for $40 million, I would not and could not do that, and I don't know. Like, I would say I would just let him go, but then again, I wouldn't want to let him go for nothing, but I can't trade him right now, so I'm not really sure.
You look at the $40 million, and if that was something that was, by the way, yeah, I understand you and Kevin just brought it up that it was already disputed and saying, no, we didn't do that. But if that was the hard point, that was the point to where they were going to get and they were not going to budge off of it.
Would you be amazed if his team counts like, yeah, that's right, $40
million. Right. No, I would be amazed. And also I'd be like, all right, I'm not paying you.
Yes.
Because the whole reason why I was all for Let's pay Dak now is because my, vision of what the offense was going to look like and him putting up better numbers and also, you know, being able to go farther into the playoffs and such like that with this team together, then you turn around and have to pay him after that. Then you were going to be, in my mind, you were going to be looking at $40 million.
And now he wants to be paid like they won the Super Bowl, to
right.
Which point I don't see what brings the Cowboys back to the negotiation table except for like their incessant need to, like, they figure if they don't get it done, they're in trouble. But okay, worst case scenario, he goes out and does the greatest thing that we can imagine in the Metroplex, and that's the Cowboys winning the Super Bowl, and then you give him the money that he wants.
Right.
Anything short of that, you're like, you made a chump deal.
Yeah, you if you're betting on yourself, the bet should end up being that you better win the damn Super Bowl, because you pay them that now, it's nothing worth it for the Cowboys. So no, I wouldn't pay anywhere close to that.
So, the
So with the $40 million number, I know that we all know that with the total money, it can be a little bit of a smoke show. It doesn't necessarily mean that's what that guy's getting. It could be backloaded. Would it make you feel any better if it wasn't quite that? If it was $40 million, but a lot of it was incentivized?
Oh, of course. I mean,
why would you as Dak and his agency, why would you agree to that kind of a deal right now? Especially considering what the market is, what it's becoming, and the team you play for, the team that is in a situation just like what Zeke's doing. They're in a situation where they feel like this is their window. They finally got all the ducks in a row. They finally got the team put in place to go do something. Why would you accept an incentivized contract when you think you can get better guaranteed money out there because you just saw Kirk Cousins do it?
Yeah.
See, the thing for me is if I'm the Cowboys and I put a pretty good quality offer out there, maybe it's 28, maybe it's $30 million. And CAA comes back to me and says $40 million. And then I go, all right, we will revisit this in the future. And we'll have to wait for a while. And you know what? If Dak Prescott and company and his agency are comfortable saying, we're willing to play out the rookie contract because it's going to cost you more next year, then you win. Right? Isn't that a win that you got your guy for a cheap rate and he was able to play out his rookie contract? He played for 4 years for what? $150? Like, it was ridiculous what you've been paying this quarterback this entire time. And then if you play this season out and you get wins, wow, you just got wins. You got to the playoffs. Your team's still set up. And now it's time to pay the quarterback. And I'm fine with it if he proves it. I'm totally fine with it if he goes out there and gets you to the next step. If he doesn't, this team's still built. And you know what? I have no problems. I honestly have no problems telling Will McClay to go find me another. Go get me another quarterback. And you know what? It might not be Tua, because this isn't maybe not the draft. Tua's not the guy. But you know what? If we have to do a two-year tank system to go get Trevor Lawrence, that's a future franchise quarterback right there. There's no questions about him the way there are questions about the guy you got right now.
See, you're talking about a two-year tank system. I don't know if you can do that. I don't know if you can do that the way the defense is already built and the players that you've already paid.
It's gonna take some patience.
The age of your offensive line. That's what I think.
No, yeah, you're right there too. You gotta invest in offensive line continually, and that's why they got Connor Williams, Connor McGovern. They're adding to it. But you know what? If you feel like this guy's $40 million quarterback, you're gonna have to pay him. But I would sit this year and say we'll revisit that in the future if I'm the Cowboys. And I think that's the approach that they're going to take, unless CAA comes back to them and says, you know what, we think meeting in the middle is the way to go. Are you guys good with that? And that's ultimately what both sides are doing, right? They're just out there showing what they got, and then they're going to eventually meet in the middle.
I can live with that. If it's like $34 million, which is what I think it's going to end up being, and I know some people are losing their mind. I did see some really dumb comments today, and like I just can't get over
Well, you were on social media.
That's true. I just can't get over some people who are like, Dak Prescott is not worth $15 million. Are you kidding me? $28 million per year fully guaranteed for Kirk Cousins. So reassess whatever your brain thought about the quarterback market and go from there. Dak Prescott is better than Kirk Cousins, so that you got to go from there. Take a look at the deal that Carson Wentz signed. Dak Prescott in his first 3 years has been better than Carson Wentz. Feel free to text in and just know that you're wrong if you disagree. And so why is he not going to be angling for a deal at least comparable to that? And so I've just kind of accepted that $34 million is like maybe where you're going to land. Do I want that to happen? Well, hell no, of course not, because I want you to be able to sign all the good players and get all the good players on your team because they all took pay cuts. But that's probably not realistic. And by probably, I mean definitely not realistic. Mm-hmm. So in this world of realism that you're living in, it's going to be $34 million. So go ahead and wrap your brain around 5 years, $170 million with like $100 million guaranteed. Because if you're not thinking in those parameters, you're probably going to be really pissed when the contract numbers come out.
Now, what's it going to cost you? Whenever it comes down to the money, I think, Colby, your biggest concern is who's it going to cost you?
Right.
And you got Tank, so your defensive end, your war daddy, is there. You've already got him. So what is it actually going to cost the Cowboys? Who are they losing? What players are they losing?
And I am still not convinced that it's not Zeke, too. Like, I understand everyone's saying the right things. Oh, we'll get it taken care of, blah, 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 blah. But I still think in the long run, I have a feeling that they're going to do something with Zeke that's essentially going to be more like a two-year extension. But then they're going to include that all with the 2 years remaining, and the contract's going to come out and it's going to be like, 4 years, $50 million. Wow, look at all that extra money. And then you're going to look at it a little harder and see that it was really only like a two-year extension. And so that's going to end up costing you. My guess would be Zeke and Byron Jones.
So if it is Zeke and Byron Jones, I
can live with
Zeke
that.
But Zeke in like a couple of years.
I can live right. with that.
So Zeke in a couple of years. That's a... Okay.
I can live with that.
I'm fine. I am perfectly fine with that. Just make sure you're drafting running backs.
And you know what? I can also live with it. You're right, Colby. Keep drafting well. Keep collecting and stockpiling draft picks every year. Keep growing what you're building. Keep adding to it. Know that you have the right system in place. That's a question I don't think is answered. Hopefully it gets answered this offseason. But that's the thing. There are so many things this season that need to be answered. And if they don't get answered, will the Jones family say, okay, time to scrap it and start over? Or will they say, you know what? We found an excuse for this. We found an excuse for Garrett. We found an excuse for Dak. So let's just add to it and see if we can, just string it out just a little bit longer. That's the thing about this season is there are too many things that need to be answered, okay. And probably not enough answers are going to be had from it.
Well, then I have a question for you guys, and this is a question that might be tough to answer, and we might dive into this further as the week goes along. Will this negotiation turn some fans against Dak? And I know you're already thinking there's already lots of fans that are against Dak. Fair enough. Like, not those people who think he sucks anyway. And you're wrong.
I don't think so.
Okay.
Because I think once the contract's done, then people move on.
Okay.
They might be sitting there saying to themselves every time he throws an incompletion or an interception.
$34 million.
But I think once the deal is done, once they've decided which way they're going with it or not, if they're going to stick with the quarterback or move on from him, that's whenever the fans will be like, okay, finally, we made that decision.
So right now, all the people who are yapping, they're just yapping because they yap all the time. Because you saw like swift and relentless mockery of Dak Prescott for this. And
I don't understand why. Why mockery of it? I'm not quite certain what has trained us to say that we shouldn't ask for the most from our bosses.
There's a lot that's trained us. The fact that it is considered taboo to talk about pay in general in public.
Talk about athletes pay all the time.
Sure, but that's not our money.
Yeah, well, but that's what I'm saying. Why shouldn't everybody go ask for the most that they possibly can? But now this guy, because he's an athlete and he's in position on one of the teams that has the biggest spotlight on them, he shouldn't ask for it too?
Because
when he knows about the butts that he puts in seats whenever he goes out there and makes a fourth quarter comeback?
Because the other issue you run into is people get a huge problem with people who don't know what they perceive to be their station. Like, and a lot of these people who are talking have perceived Dak's station to be like middle tier quarterback. And even the people that like him, like maybe a fringe top 10 quarterback who's asking for number one money.
But even if I'm middle tier, why would I go to my boss and say, please pay me middle tier? That's what I deserve.
Because it makes us feel bad, Corey.
Well, then he's going to say, well, then you know what? I'm going to lowball you on the offer.
Okay, but
you're going to get less than you actually deserve.
But you're ignoring, I think, how certain offices that are on a budget work. Like, there are offices where if certain people got raises, it might necessitate the cuts of other people. And I think that's where the bitterness comes in. If there was no salary cap, then I don't think anyone would really give a damn what kind of money that Dak got. But if you find out that it might cost you Zeke, Byron Jones, could be Jalen, whatever it is, then that's where I think the bitterness comes in. And I think you would see that exact same bitterness in an office if somebody got a raise and it cost you somebody else on the team.
Here's the whole breakdown for you, Corey. For those that are they're Cowboys fans and are for the team and they're for Dak and for Zeke and they just want to see everybody do good, the ones that are mad look at it kind of like this. You just got through watching the boys, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so say Anthony Starr realizes that he's now a superstar because of what he portrayed as Homelander, right? But he wants a new contract. But what's going to happen? It's going to cost you Carl Urban off that show.
Oh, man. I can't do without that.
So it's going to cost
you. Unless they replace it with another hot chick, and then I'll be all right.
But it's going to cost you something that you think makes the whole formula work.
Yeah.
So with that, that's what the folks that are thinking that Dak Prescott is a good quarterback, but they're like, but if you pay him that much, then how much are we going to be able to have for this guy and for that guy? And then you have the other side that are just haters that are just watching Dak Prescott when he's out there and going, he's just not good. He's not good.
And I understand that. My thing is...
That's how they sound in my head.
I think that is an accurate representation. I do.
My thing is, I just saw Jerry Jones buy a $200 million yacht.
Right.
He's got the money.
But that's because there's no yacht salary cap.
And I understand there's no cap that Jerry Jones was part of instituting and creating. And I'm still not exactly certain why they have the salary cap other than, hey, they just want to keep the balance competitive. I get that. But if I'm Dak Prescott, if I'm Zeke, if I'm any of these guys, hey, you got the money, figure out how to pay me. That's what I'm doing. I'm going to the negotiating table or I'm sitting my agent and saying, you got the money. Y'all have the money in the NFL. Raise it up even more. Every year, that salary cap gets a little bigger and bigger and bigger. They inflate the number more. And who comes up with that anyway? How do they come up with a number that are like, this is the number that we should balance this year? Whatever it is, you got the money. Figure out how to pay me. That's on you. That's not on me. It's on you to figure out how to pay me what I'm worth. And that's what I think that more people should have the mentality of, I'm worth this much. I'm worth it. I should get that money.
Fair enough, but just be prepared for the blowback from the fans who think you're ungrateful.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's the trade-off. Mm-hmm. And if you got all the money and you think it's worth it, then rock on.
Yeah, and then whenever you get the money, you better win the Super Bowl.
Okay. Okay, sure. Then nobody will care.
Absolutely nobody will care.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.